Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, this is Mike O'Mara, and this episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. With Hulu Plus, you get total control to watch thousands of shows wherever you want, whenever you want. Binge on full seasons and watch your favorite current shows like Community, South Park, Saturday Night Live, and more. Right now, my listeners can get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus by going to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. That's HuluPlus.com/TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, looky, looky. Why do you love me?
Don't do this.
Why do you?
It's going to be.
Do you not like it?
No, I love it, and it's going to be in my head the whole show, and I'll be Johnny Distracto.
Always and forever.
It's a love ballad.
When he gets emotional.
I love techno. Why do you always and forever?
Yeah.
Yes, I love technology.
Yeah. I'm sorry. The movie came out how long ago?
100 years ago.
Six years ago.
An eternity.
A classic, though.
In movie time, and I just can't stop quoting it, thinking about it.
Abnormal? Would you guys just take a picture of me on this horse?
Hey, Deb. Take a picture of me. Hey, Summer. Play me. I love it. I never go by it. Carly gets so mad at me when I go, and I just scan and I see Napoleon Dynamite.
It's on a lot lately.
It is so on all the time.
And I
love it.
I have seen my kids take the DVD out of the DVD player, put it away, see it on cable, and watch it again.
Good. I'm not the only one.
You know why? Because it's a perfect movie.
But we could talk about Napoleon Dynamite all day long, but we have a special guest in studio right now.
Yes.
Because it's always nice to have Relationship Corner and Young Love. There's no better love than Young Love, ladies and gentlemen. I always love to have the different significant others of our cast members come and visit the Mike O'Mara Studios.
Me too.
And now our special guest is the lovely Shannon, who really puts up with Oscar each and every day. And how she does that, I do not know.
I'm a 10.
I do not think that I could survive in that land of pep talks and condescension.
That's right.
But she manages to.
The foreign land known as, would you grab that for me, honey? Thanks. Yes. I appreciate you.
And incidentally, today we are debuting our fabulous Oscar and Shannon theme. So can we turn that?
Do you know where it's from? It's one of your favorite movies.
Airport.
It is. It's the love theme from Airport.
Dean Martin. Yeah. And it's the scene where... This might be Burt Lancaster.
I think this is Burt.
And this is when Burt Lancaster's in The Horrible Marriage. That's not casting aspersions on yours, but it's just like...
No.
I don't understand, darling. I've got to go back to the airport. You have to leave, really? I have to go back. I have to go back today. Anyway, so...
Do you know how great a Burt Lancaster impression he does, and you don't even know Burt Lancaster?
I've seen Airplane 1 and 2.
Airport.
Airport.
Whatever.
Airport 75.
I don't know Airport.
No, this is just original Airport.
The original Airport with one of the great... Do you have the original theme?
Of course.
Shannon, we're going to get you in a second, because both you children should be aware of
children.
The fact that, that this movie was... I saw this movie with my friend who is now a monk. When I was at my, it was my birthday party.
Do you think this movie caused him to become a monk?
No, but he had a slight speech impediment, Paul Richards, and he's now Friar Paul. I swear to God, he's a friar. They make bread up there. He sends it to me occasionally.
Well, if he's a friar, he should make donuts.
Friar Paul, when Dean Martin runs through the aisle of the plane at the end.
Oh, you mean during the emergency landing?
During
music,
the emergency
landing.
And Paul said very loudly, my mom still quotes it, our hero.
So this is the emergency landing.
Okay. This is the emergency landing?
Yeah.
And it's about, it's really
very
kind of,
tense.
It's also something that's indicative of what was to come. It's kind of about a bomb in an airplane.
Yeah, it is.
And it's a very, very strange movie.
It's an old Hollywood device. They take a setting like a hotel or an airplane or a resort, and they have a main plot, which is, of course, the plane not wanting to crash.
Right.
But then there's also all the subplots. Helen Hayes.
Yep.
And, of course, Dean Martin.
Yeah. Do you have the original opening of it?
Of course.
It's just the opening. This is Airport. This is a big deal. Man, that was rough.
It's a Cosby Show.
I still get chills.
It's a great score.
I swear to God.
Doesn't this sound like the season 4 of the Cosby Show?
You know what? No.
Hold on. Let's compare.
Season 4 of
is
the Cosby
season
Show?
Season 4 or 5? You know which one I'm talking
about,
Rob.
The orchestral one. I think it was season 5.
It's the same thing. Magic ears.
Really?
Golden ears.
Okay,
right here.
I'll hear you out on
this. Here's season 5. Hold on.
Thank you.
This is the one you meant, right?
And then it takes off.
He's right. He is absolutely Oscar Santana.
Thank you.
Gets the gold star. That is an absolute
Thank
match.
Thank you.
Nothing makes me less satisfied when he does something like that.
I know you're unhappy. So am I, because I thought I was just assuming he was wrong.
Yeah.
But he wasn't on that.
It doesn't sound anything like this, though.
Hell yeah.
Or this.
Let's get back to the... I want to talk to Shannon here, Rob.
Or this.
There he is.
Or this.
Oh, my least favorite.
This is the original one.
Yeah.
I'm done.
We're going to talk to Shannon and find out how life's going with Oscar Santana and Riesenhausen.
Yeah, you can go get the papers off the printer, you see.
Each and every morning, Shannon goes to the refrigerator and gets Oscar's Jell-O pudding pops.
Here we go. How are you, Shannon?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
You came by for a little baby visit today?
Yes, I'm excited to meet Michael. It's going to
be happening later. You'll be meeting Michael, who is dormir right now. He's having
that means
a little
asleep.
Snooze, as well as Mama. We'll be talking about the baby momentarily, but let's talk about you two crazy cats.
Okay.
How's everything in the Santana? Is he difficult to live with now that hole in his stomach is getting bigger and bigger?
You can be honest.
No, he can be a little difficult at times, but I'm difficult too.
Mm-hmm.
Give and take.
Do you think that it's been better since the hole in the stomach has been offset by the fact that you filled the hole in his heart?
Laughter's at the door. Sorry.
That's our motto.
I kind of made that up.
Hey, Mike, at 10:30 every weekday, laughter's at the door.
Wait, I did it wrong. Hold on. Who is it? Laughter. All right, whatever.
Shannon is a lucky woman.
Oh, God.
And so on.
See, it's terrible that you say that.
And I'm a lucky man.
Okay.
Because I think we both work well together.
I mean, you know what? Because you kids are, it's always an interesting dynamic in here. I'll ask the questions this way. Why is Shannon a lucky woman? Oscar Santana.
I would say...
And then I'll ask you the same question, why he's a lucky man, Shannon.
I would say she's a lucky woman because... really, at the end of the day, Shannon and I get to build our life together.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets to pursue her dream of yoga.
Uh-huh.
And
which is a wonderful pursuit, I think.
Is this the way you spoke when you addressed the people in China?
And I get to work harder, which is great.
Cliches and bullet points.
So I think the bigger picture,
yes,
we will one day... get to a place where we're both at the same level in our careers we'd like to be.
Okay, that was your answer. Let's go over to Shannon now.
Really, that sounded like a Donald Trump press statement.
And I know you're a very modest young lady. At least that's the impression I get from you. So this is probably a difficult question, but I'm going to ask you because he set it up that way. Why is Oscar such a lucky man, Shannon?
What words are we not allowed to use? On air?
F word, S word, pretty much. You know, the
both
real dirty
C words.
The dirty ones, you know.
Right.
But you can
say GD.
And we can always edit in post if it's something you really feel you need to express yourself.
No, I'll hold it in.
Okay,
you're a lady.
Good.
That's not healthy.
I'm a lady.
That's
not healthy. She's a lady. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's a lady. I'll always say that right after Carla, you know, do something like this. She's a lady. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's a lady. So why is he so lucky?
He's so lucky because I'm a patient, loving woman.
That's all I need to hear.
Yeah.
I'm with her.
That's true.
Yeah, you know what? That was really, it's amazing for someone who has 75 podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
She would have handled that so much better than him.
I know. It's amazing. Yeah. She hit it out of the park.
And because she spoke from the heart.
You're patient.
I spoke the truth.
No, you spoke a series of cliches.
Everybody knows I love her.
At the end of the day, success, money,
happy. We've got a huge relationship.
Okay, one Donald last Trump. It's good, it's big, it's strong.
One last question before we send you out to Costco, because I know you are running errands for him today.
Yeah, what's on your list?
I'm happy to do it.
What's on your Costco list?
Do you enjoy the Costco, the big box store?
Yeah, I like going there.
Who doesn't?
She goes through every aisle.
No, that's you.
No, the last time we were there together.
No, that's because you insist on going through every aisle.
Yeah, I believe her.
I do too.
Guys like the aisles.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't go to Costco like to do grocery shopping. I like to go, hey, look at this. Hey,
yeah.
Plexiglass wine glasses. Pretty cool. $19.
Hey, we found that we both had them, though.
That's right. And I dropped them on the floor to demonstrate to people. And people go, oh, my God. And then they bounce and it's like, oh.
Guess who's at the door? It's laughter.
Laughter.
Come on in.
So, to be fair, she enjoys going.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy paying, so that's it's a free lot.
You don't enjoy
it. But our last question. I have this last question for you, Shannon. And is the relationship evolved enough where you can say something along these lines? You can make this statement. Todd, isn't it time for you to go home? Can you ever say, if you're in there, Todd, I think it's getting late. And I think it's time for you to go back to Arlington.
Well, I think you could if Todd would come over. Todd doesn't come over.
Yeah, Todd doesn't really come over, but I love Todd, so I would never say, Todd, I think it's time for you to go.
Okay.
I would probably just I'd be passive aggressive about it.
She would look at me.
And look,
man, look at that time. Oscar, don't we have the 5K tomorrow?
Yeah.
My phone needs charging. Can you tell me what time it is? Todd.
2 a.m.
No, I would just pop in some earplugs.
Right.
And then just go to bed.
Oh, you're not a new father.
I wouldn't push him out.
That's why she's a keeper.
Yeah. She's a peach.
That's right. All right. Well, would you like to say anything else you'd like to share? Can we share anything about her yoga stuff? Is anything happening yet with that?
Go ahead, baby. I'll let you take care of that.
How is the yoga progressing?
And
yoga has, it's almost like martial arts in that you study and you go to different levels and different levels. Isn't it sort of like that?
No. What's so wonderful about yoga is that it meets you where you're at. So no matter what place you're at, you can be at any place in your life and it's fine. You don't have to be flexible to do yoga and you will, progress physically, but it's also about progressing mentally, emotionally, and if it's right for you, spiritually.
And initially yoga meets you and then ultimately you meet yoga.
You know, you're such an ass. Yeah. I was going to ask.
No, that's true.
I was really interested in what she had to
what
say.
What I said was perfect.
You're being shecky over there. And I was just,
how is that shecky?
Because I was going to ask this question. If I was going to buy any, because I don't want human contact with anybody.
Okay.
I don't want anybody teaching me or anything like that.
Yeah.
But if I was to buy
human
a simple yoga book, just where something I could look at to improve my flexibility, is there any particular author or yogi that's out there that you would recommend?
She gets all her books through Amazon. I know that.
I do. Through the Mike O'Mara page.
Pick a
Mike O'Mara Amazon. Yeah.
Mike O'Mara Amazon. And is there anything you would recommend? Any book?
I can't really recommend anything in particular. I mean, there is this one book. It's called Light on Yoga. But it's a big, heavy read. So if you don't actually go through the reading part of it and you get to the back, there are tons and tons of postures that you can do. But
would it be a great introductory book for yoga?
No, I wouldn't say. There's plenty of stuff.
Is there a yoga
there
for dummies? One of those yellow books?
I bet there is.
Yeah, that'd be a great starting point.
Yeah, but I mean there are also online resources. Yogajournal.com I think is really great because you can build a simple sequence. So if you say okay, I've got some back pain or I need I've got knee pain, my leg, whatever you
Achilles
need to work on.
Pain.
Yeah, you can put that in there and say, and then it'll pop out a nice short sequence or series of poses.
Okay, what's it? I'm going to write it down, actually.
There you go. Would you be willing to do...
Yeah, and I can send you some stuff, too.
Okay. What's the website again?
It's yogajournal.com.
How about this? One, Shannon's, and I kid because I love, is that she is pursuing a career as a yoga instructor. And it's awesome to see her enthusiasm.
Sure.
And she's learning all kinds of really... forms of yoga.
And it's pretty cool that she's going to be in shape till she's 90.
The word kundalini comes to mind, and she goes,
what
every
is
Sunday.
That?
Kundalini. Yeah. Hey, this is a family show. We don't need to talk about that here, for God's sake.
Well, it's not easy. Let me tell you.
I don't need to know what you're doing in your boudoir, Oscar Santana.
And by the way, I think it's been proven that it causes mouth cancer,
absolutely,
doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. You want to find out about that? You just go check out the guy that was in Basic Instinct.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Michael Douglas will tell you about that.
I'm very
too much kundalini.
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 Yes. I'm proud of her, and she's been working hard, so, babe, you should know that. And as far as her own practice, she should give you a class. Really? You don't have to pay her. She'll be kind enough to come here. Would you do a class with her?
No.
Come
no,
on.
No.
He despises human contact.
Well, no,
look
I
at this. I don't want anyone to see this moving.
No, no. Well, here's an option. I could show you a series of some stretches, just some like simple stuff.
Okay.
And then I can print it out.
Okay.
Like on yogajournal.com. I'll just print out how to do them, the sequence.
Okay.
And then, you know, you can do it. And I'll show you how to really.
Or make a couple Vine videos for him.
Is there a chance?
There you go.
Is there a chance you could do one pose for us before you
go to Costa? Hey, hey, hey.
Well, I'm just asking for the listeners.
Yeah.
I'm just asking for the listeners.
Matt Bloom. Matt Bloom.
Is there a standard yoga pose that that everybody starts with? Is there something like, do you go like?
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
Do you do that?
You could probably get up on that console and do that.
Okay, now who's
hey,
creepy?
Now see yeah. who's,
oh,
who's
like
pimping
that,
around
not
right
like
now.
That, jeez.
Just like we rehearsed
there are a lot of poses.
What's the one that you do?
We want to get one more. We've got 60 seconds.
Yeah, she recently had a photo shoot. The one where you go like this with your legs crossed. You've done that.
Legs crossed?
Yes.
You're talking about just sitting
yes,
in
yeah.
Lotus?
Yeah, but when you're sitting in Lotus, you could do it on the console in 20 seconds. Did you do that?
All right, I guess so.
All right, there you go. Yeah, yeah, let me get out of the way. Let's get keyboard. Go ahead.
Clear the decks, everybody.
Yeah, there you go.
Dad's going to do the yoga pose.
Are we getting this on camera?
Yes.
Are we getting this on camera? This is terrific.
Babe, this is classy.
Clear the decks. Get everything out of the way.
No, but it's not anything like special.
I know, clearly.
But this is really, this shows that you know what you're doing.
It sure is to me.
No, this is the.
Thank you.
This is the most benign pose ever. Okay.
That's flexibility.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'm just saying.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Okay, there we go.
Are you sure you have to go to Costco?
Is the,
can't
is the
you
camera
stay?
Getting this,
yeah,
Tony?
The camera's getting.
All right,
there
that's
you go.
Wonderful.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, very good.
Nice shot.
We can't hear you, but you got to talk into the mic.
Got to get that. Hold on.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
This is just a meditation pose.
Like, yeah.
This is what you would do if you were meditating.
You know what I hate about this is that Mike cares more about the camera like he was filming some snuff film than the actual pose that's
happening.
Thank
you very much. Start the damn show. Oh, thank God. You very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Welcome to Dippus. Can I take your order?
Give me a double bacon cheeseburger.
Double bacon cheeseburger. It's for a cop.
Roger.
What the hell's that all about? You gonna spin it now?
No, I was just telling him that's what makes it good. Don't spit in that cop's burger.
Yeah, thanks.
Roger. Holding his bed.
Give me a pie. Apple.
Do you want me to hold the spit? Just kidding, officer. Farva. So, do you want to dip a size your meal for a quarter more?
Want me to punch a size your face for free? I don't want it.
Right. Beverage?
Give me a liter of cola.
A what?
A liter of cola.
Liter of cola? Do we make liter of cola?
Well, you just order a large Farva.
I don't want a large Farva. I want a goddamn liter of cola.
I don't know what that is.
Leader is French. Forgive me some f***ing cola before I break Boo's f***ing lips.
All right, relax.
That look like spit to you?
Yeah.
Ah, f*** it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We're live from the Studio 1K Metroplex Center.
What?
Live from Studio 1K in the Pfeifferflex Broadcast Center.
Better.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're downloaded worldwide 18 million times. We are powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. It is Friday, July 26th, 2013, and our show today is brought to you by our good friends at Wait Not. We talk about Wait Not all the time because we love it, and it was so much fun showing all of our listeners that fabulous Dasher ball. I think I probably stressed that a little too much on the Wait Not program.
I disagree. I think that's probably the most valuable part of the program.
You like the Dasher ball.
That's what changed my life.
The thing I like about Wait Not is that they give you these little techniques that you can keep for the rest of your life as you change your body and change, most importantly, the way you eat. And there is a range of Wait Not programs that can fit most any budget. With Wait Not, you will eat real, natural foods. They don't throw all those nasty, artificial supplements supplements in there, and they teach you how to do the right thing. And the greatest thing about Weight Not, when you go on this program, you will experience fast weight loss and you will experience safe weight loss. But the results, as Mr. Butterfield would say, are truly incredible. And you will see it. You will see it right away. If you want to read the success stories about Weight Not, you can go to their Facebook page. And to find out more, just visit weightnot.com. Weight Not, show us what you're made of. And we thank them for this wonderful relationship we've had with Weight Not, with so many people that are close to the show and also that listen to the show.
Yes.
Going on the program and losing amazing amounts of weight. If you want to get started and you say, hey, this is the weekend that I got to get something together here. And, you know, just think about it and then start it on Monday and go for it and see
how it affects you. A lot of people don't know this, that in 30 days of Weight Not, you can make a marked difference in your life.
Absolutely.
If you can dedicate one month, you'll be out of your mind at what you've done.
Exactly. Well, it was great having Shannon here.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah. And I'll get the hate mail.
I love the dynamic with you and Shannon and me, and Oscar just immediately turns me into the filthy old man,
which I am. But what happened before that, before we even keyed the mics today, Oscar did not want her in studio because there was no pep talk today.
Ah,
he expected her to come in, say hi, and then off to Costco.
She reminds me.
And you said, hey, can you stay in and do the vignette? And Oscar was like, well, we got so much to do. Wouldn't it be great if the shopping was done?
You know what I love about Shannon is that Shannon does not have any tells. She's like a great poker player. I know she's extremely bright, and I know that she is just very, very sweet, because based on her interest in Carla and the baby and the fact that she wanted to come by and see the baby today, she's just that kind of sweet person. And but I know that in there is those zingers are just waiting to fly.
Well, how could they not be after all the time she spent with him?
She wouldn't be with him if
she's,
she didn't.
They have to keep up.
Yeah. None of our women do nothing. They like to laugh. They love to laugh.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons I think they hang around with us, and they all have great sense of humor in their own right.
They're not all as dark as Carrie's sense of humor, but...
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
She's the darkest.
Yeah, she's definitely got the edge on her a little bit. And, you know, it was interesting. The whole baby thing is interesting. Carrie doesn't want to come and see the baby, does she?
No. She regrets our children, and she has no interest in the children of others.
That is the all-time funniest Carrie post. Funny yet disappointing at the same time. When she sent that along, bored with talking about the baby already.
No, she would love to see your baby, of course.
She likes all women. Women that have had babies like to see babies as well. Speaking of baby, here is the baby update. And I know that some of you out there might get a little sick of hearing infant news, but this is pretty significant. We had the 1 week weigh-in for, and I went.
And that's mother, father, and son, right?
That's true. I went to the pediatrician's office today, and I said, hit the bell. It's time for the weigh-in. Where's his opponent? You know, and this is
he's going to fight Prince George.
This is just
nothing.
This is soaring over the heads of the coffee clatch of nurses that are in this pediatrician's office.
Today, you're not even seeing the doctor. You're just seeing the nurses, right?
Yeah, there's not a penis. Outside of my son, there's not a penis in this office this morning at 8 a.m.
Well, perhaps that's best.
It's just, they're all
that might be a
hands,
problem.
And I'm like going, hey, where's Floyd Mayweather, huh? Hey, it's time for the weigh-in. Nothing?
You're going to have to leave, sir.
Hey, all right, yeah, it's just like a big boxing match. That's what I'm trying to explain. Ladies, girls, women.
You know, women and their weight.
They're cool, though. They're all very, very nice. And so, you know, it was the big deal where he lost his 8 pounds, 5 ounces because they lose a tremendous amount of their initial baby weight.
He didn't lose 8 pounds, 5 ounces.
No.
He was born at 8.5.
I think the last weigh-in, he was 7 pounds 12 ounces 2 days ago.
Okay, so that means
7 pounds 10 ounces.
That means he lost 11 ounces.
So he, which is it's not great, but it's not bad. It's a little more than that they totally like, but they want him to gain it back quickly. And today the weigh-in was 7 pounds 12 ounces. He gained an ounce a day, and
you want to see them
gain half an ounce to an ounce a day. So he is feeding, he is chowing like there's no tomorrow, and he is a very, very healthy baby.
Did the word perfect come out again today?
No, because it was just quick. You were in there, God, you had to drive all the way out.
Sound like Larry King. It was just quick.
It was quick and perfect. You have to do, you know, we have to drive through the zit, which I call the mousetrap. And
outside of the green zone or inside the green zone?
It's outside of the green zone. And at 7:45 in the morning, you're driving during the rush hour both directions.
Right.
And it's just, I call this the mousetrap because the mousetrap has, why do they call, we have something in Manassas because when the developers came in and the government officials said to the developers, this is many, many years ago.
Sure.
Sure, put it right over there. Thank you very much for the envelope. Appreciate it. Where do you want to put another housing development over here? Yeah, put it right there.
Are you
Thanks
saying,
for the envelope.
Are you saying the zoning might have been driven by profit and not perhaps good thinking?
Of course.
Okay.
And that's why you have house, and then you have one road. And
that's
so
right. And tire store.
And once they got saturated in a certain area, they said, well, the road is not adequate to carry this traffic at all. We're going to have to build another road.
Right.
And someone comes out and says, well, if we build another road, we can build more houses. So they started to do that, and they're still doing that now. So what we have is we have the main artery that cuts through the zit, and then you have now what's called, and this is funny, a bypass. And the,
speaking of which, did you talk to the doctor about that this morning?
Not yet.
For yourself?
No, you know, I don't want to obsess on me.
I understand.
All about the baby this week.
Right.
So the bypass is supposed to be, that's what it's called. There's a route 234 that is here in the zit of Manassas.
One of the most beautiful roads in the world. It's, I mean, they talk incredible. About like the Pacific Coast Highway.
Oh, yeah.
Or up when you're going
and
through
we've
the
got
mountains.
All of them.
Skyline Drive.
We have from Popeyes to Chipotle.
Yes.
We have all of them.
There is one
We have
part.
A Walmart. We have a mall. We have a Sears. We have everything.
There is one place on 234. It's a scenic overlook where you can actually see six different Starbucks.
Absolutely amazing.
It's the only place in America that you can do it.
And not only Dollar General, but Dollar Tree.
Yes, of course.
And Five Below.
Oh, Five Below.
I love having
we
them.
We might have two of those.
I like having them in close proximity to each other because it keeps prices down.
Sure, the competition. They're always trying to beat each other's brains in.
That's right. And who benefits from that, Mike, but the consumer?
Amen.
So, El consumer.
But we're talking about the main artery, 234. So roundabout, you know, after Lincoln was shot, they created the 234 bypass.
Beautiful.
And Carla got so frustrated with me, if I ain't bitching, I ain't breathing.
That's right.
Because I went on and on about the fact that why is this a bypass? A bypass, by its very name, should be something where you go around the traffic.
For example, the Beltway was originally conceived as a way to bypass D.C. traffic.
Yes.
Now the Beltway is so underused overused.
It's a circle of hate.
Yeah. It's actually faster to go through town.
It's a circle of hatred.
Exactly.
That's what
so
it is.
So true.
So the bypass here, if you get on the bypass, you say, oh, it's a great. A bypass is somewhat like I would consider an express train.
Mm-hmm.
And you get on the bypass and you're just going to fly along. No, because there is not one, not two, but three. Three traffic lights before you can even get going on the bypass. And then by the time you get to the next major artery, there was an accident at the end of the bypass.
Yeah. Oh.
So the 20 minutes I allowed for what is normally a 10-minute drive ended up being a 30-minute drive.
It's less than 3 miles, isn't
and,
it?
And for people in the D.C. area that are hearing me bitch about a 30-minute drive, around here, it's 2.5 to 3 hours sometimes when people might get in one of these log jams.
Yep.
But it just pisses me off that they call it
Well, when you don't have a commute,
yes.
30 minutes is an eternity.
Seems like it is.
Yeah.
It seems like it is.
Yeah.
But we got out there and everything everything was fine.
You like the way he glossed it?
Yeah, I know. I don't care. I'm used to his horrible barbs. On a regular basis, that's
horrible barbs.
Horrible barbs.
Those are some horrible barbs.
So it just—I call this city, and
it's
and
poorly planned.
Pony Boy will back me up on this. Pony Boy, this—I call this the mousetrap. Right? If you need to get out of the area of Manassas and you have to do so in a hurry, you are SOL. Would I be accurate with that?
Absolutely. You're totally screwed.
Yeah, you're screwed because it's just light here, and everybody gets a traffic
light. And
the
speed limit is 25 miles per hour.
It's insane.
And everyone's in a dump truck.
It's insane. And everybody's
It's pony time.
There he
Get
is.
Up.
Matt Bloom.
A dump truck.
Now I would imagine that Pony Boy has a tough time when he's dealing with these things because he wants to get that car up to its proper speed.
Well, you know, Mike, that car operates best at high speed.
Very, very high speed. Hey, you took my thing. Oh, yeah, you've got your thing.
Shannon,
right. I'm not going to play the. I'm not going to play the.
Shannon
car
saw his car and said, "Is that Pony's car?"
That's the car that's going to wax you,
words.
My friend.
That's right.
That is the car that is going to wax you in a race someday.
It's a bunch of nerd next to that sent me hate mail.
It's going to be awesome. Really, about that?
About the car.
Really?
That we didn't understand that car and that how that fast that car, how cool that car is.
See, I totally understand how cool that car is because of Pony Boy's reaction. And then I read up on the car that the car is, you know, what I like. It's an under the radar fast car because it is kind of a Fast and Furious type of vehicle.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is what the young men of today probably want to be in. But when you hear Subaru, you don't necessarily think speed.
No.
And I like the fact that you don't think speed because it makes it scary, sneaky. Fast, which is what
know.
He is.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
I think what it is what you got there is you've got a lot of power for not a lot of money. If he does get it up to 120 miles an hour, it's going to fall apart. Like the Blues Brothers car.
Pony, would you like to weigh in? He's challenging your vehicle again. What say you to that?
I'd say Rob doesn't know what he's talking about.
There it is.
Very true.
Yeah, and I bet he'd wax you in your little Chrysler you have.
And guess
there.
What? I'd be driving in such comfort I wouldn't care.
Pony, do you have a problem when the Decepticons roll up on you?
This is his car, Bumblebee.
It looks like a Transformer.
It really does. That scoop on the back, Mike, turns into arms.
Take me to your leader. Well, I want to see at some point this summer if we can get that race arranged.
Oh, it's the road rally.
Absolutely. It's the Audi, and, you know, maybe I'll take my fancy SUV out there, too. That should be
fun.
Hey,
you know what you'll have by then? You'll have your motorcycle.
Yeah. Maybe by the end of 2014, I'll get my motorcycle back.
You can blow the wheels off any Subaru with a Harley.
All right, retro people, retro fans, Rob Mobbers, I want you to stay tuned because coming up, we're going to discuss all things vinyl. There is a new resurgence in interest in vinyl records for your home entertainment systems, and Mr. Spiewak is an aficionado. We'll talk all about that when we come back.
Always been one of your favorites, hasn't it, Mike?
That's an amazing robot you're doing. What a dance.
Paris, Munich, everybody talk about pop music.
You know what's great about this show?
That was just for our Ustreamers.
We don't cater to the Ustream.
No, not at all.
This segment of the program is brought to you by Hulu Plus.
Oh, I love it.
Hulu Plus is a wonderful way to watch television. And what I love about Hulu Plus is, like everything in our world now and then, it's variety. That's why when you go into a grocery store, you like the shelves to have 16 different forms of decaffeinated coffee. Well, it's the same thing with our TV programming.
Sure.
And that's what you can get with Hulu Plus, because you can get it on your television, your game console, your Blu-ray, your Apple TV, your smartphone, your tablet. Hulu Plus, you get your favorite content anywhere, and you can get full seasons of your favorite shows, even full seasons of classic TV shows for old farts like me.
And me.
And you get them when and where you want them. Well, you're getting close to the old fart thing yourself.
I've been close to the old fart thing for years.
Not me.
Hulu
I love
Plus.
It.
No, you're young and you're a kid.
Shows like Saturday Night Live, Community, Monday Night Raw, Modern Family, the list is endless. And TMOS listeners, this is a wonderful opportunity for you just to try it out, and we'd love you to do that because it helps our show if you give them a free trial like they're giving you a free trial.
Yes.
Just click the Hulu Plus link at MikeOmeraShow.com or go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Control what you want to watch, when you want to watch it. The list is endless with Hulu Plus. Welcome back to the show, whoa. And now it's the world of vinyl. I told Rob earlier in the week that we wanted to talk about record players and the fact that people are going back to vinyl. I haven't gotten into this trend. I was somebody who really welcomed CDs when they came on the scene because it was just
you
such
probably
a
were into cassettes
way.
Before that.
I worked cassettes with
A-Tracks.
The guy that runs that fan club.
Steven, oh, that's right.
Steven Douglas McIntyre.
Right.
I was a club DJ and he made us work off of cassettes.
Why? Do you remember why?
I think because Steven has some issues.
Oh, you think so?
I think that's exactly what it is. Steven, I'm sorry, but I know you're a huge fan of the show, but Jesus, why did you make me work with cassettes?
Lighter. Not the best fidelity.
Lighter, though.
Lighter and more combat. No, I liked records.
Okay.
I liked working with vinyl records because you had a turntable, you could go right to the cut, you could cue it up, and then, of course, when CDs came in, everything changed, and it was all for the better. And now,
after CDs, when people started doing MP3s and iTunes, that was a whole nother thing.
Different animal.
And now it seems to have taken a step even further back.
So you have a lot of friends like Tab and Kyle and Todd.
Todd.
That are vinyl aficionados. In your world, Oscar Santana, do you have anybody that's into the whole vinyl experience?
No. Everybody that I know that uses vinyl is on the brink of death or has died.
You mean, so you think it's
and
an
which,
elderly
which
thing?
Am
See,
I?
I think it's the opposite.
Because if I'm dead, I probably shouldn't hang around.
No, it's really, there's nobody because my parents, personally, they grew up with like the Celia Cruz. Remember when you did all the records?
The
for
records.
Me?
Yeah. I'm closer in age to your parents than I am to you.
Julio Iglesias, Julio. And then you've got Celia Cruz, as I mentioned, and Tito Puente, like all these people, right?
Right.
So all the records they ever had were just foreign records. So I never got into that. And my sister, the only two records she ever bought was the Dirty Dancing soundtrack and Beat It. And then they went to CDs and cassettes.
Do you mean Thriller?
Thriller, yeah. And so for me, records were never a big deal.
Okay.
Now, I can respect the fact that people are into them. I really don't sit there when people pontificate about records and how they can hear different instruments that they can't hear on the CDs.
Well,
and
it's more of a warmth.
Yeah,
I think.
But some people get on their high horse and say it sounds better on a record. I say no, and technically,
well, do you have any
not
empirical evidence to back that up, though? Have you been in a room where you've listened to a CD and then listened to a vinyl record, the same record, and compared
to the sound? In my eyes, it's pure science. Digital is better than analog.
Depends on how it's mastered.
Okay, speak to that, because I'm curious. That's why I wanted to get you into talk
please
about
it. If you take a digital capture of a crap recording, mm-hmm, it's going to sound a perfect reproduction of a crap recording.
Yes.
But, for example, I always keep a few new records that if I have it an evening, I can open, take the plastic off, and play them for the first time. It's one of my
Vinyl
record. One of my greater joys. One I have in the offing right now is I have a brand new copy of the Amy Winehouse album. Is it Back to Black or Back in Black?
Back to Black.
Yeah. Her most recent album that I look forward to eventually. I'll be able to take the plastic off and play it brand new.
So you have a turntable through an amp, through speakers.
You have two turntables. One
has
the ability to play 78, so I had to get two of them. But one is
how old is that? Is that a vintage one?
That's
a brand new one.
That's a brand new one. It's a sort of a Chinese knockoff of the old Techniques 1200 that you probably used in the club. But it's got a few more bells and whistles, and it has a computer out, a USB out on it. But I also have a classic 1970s Techniques 1200 that I use mostly.
But I guess at the root of the argument, though, if it's a quality recording and it goes digital, it would sound better on a digital platform.
It can. But it also has to do with what you're accustomed to. Here's something I'll give you as an example. What's the best way to hear a classic, say, a Beethoven symphony?
Oh, I would imagine in concert.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And do you know why?
I don't know why.
Because it was written to be heard in a concert.
Okay.
There were no records back then.
Yeah, but did some artist write, say, hey, I'm gonna make this so it goes great on vinyl?
Well, if you go to the fact that what you're looking at is a way to match hardware and software. Okay.
I think you're giving the artist too much credit.
No,
I'm not.
I don't think he is. I'll tell you why. Because I think that they were mindful of this when records were made. As soon as records started being made, as soon as they started exploding in popularity, you had specific recording sessions that were, how will this sound on the medium that's
really
going to be delivered?
For example, if you go back to the 1930s and you get a 78 RPM record, it's essentially the same technology as an LP or a 45. However, there were frequencies that could not be captured on that medium. When they're recording it, they're going to ignore the extreme low end and the extreme high end because they wouldn't have been captured anyway.
Do you have an Audio Technica? Is that the kind of turntable?
The Audio Technica is my backup. That's the one that runs it.
Do me this. Now, maybe you can clear this up.
Okay.
So if you've got a quality recording that was made for a vinyl, a record, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that goes digital.
Right.
Is the digital copy better or just as good as the record?
It varies recording to recording. For example, the original release of the Beatles music on CD in 1987,
yes,
I would still take the LPs over that if you take convenience out of the picture.
Okay.
Because
I would look at it as convenience.
Because of the sound.
The sound. The sound was just, it sounded not, that lacked warmth.
And I'm with you, Oscar.
Roundness.
I'm with you as far as the sound is concerned. Yeah. I mean, as far as the convenience is, because, I mean, that was the whole deal. I remember when CDs, oh my God, you can play this cut with a button.
And they were $40, $50.
And you're not going to, you know, crap up vinyl and, you know, burn.
Yeah.
Vinyl burns out.
But I love convenience, you know, and when I come here to work every day, I bring 32,000 songs and it's something the size of a tablet.
So,
and that allows me to do that. But when I'm going to be sitting down and really listening to something, I also enjoy the fact that with a vinyl album, you get to touch it, you get to put it down, you get to actually drop the needle on it. There's something very mysterious about a CD.
You're
and
not
even
alone.
More so about double-clicking on an MP3. I don't know why my computer plays music for me. It's just in there.
There are shows dedicated on TV to vinyl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, look, there's certainly a audience for this. And, I mean, the fact that there's still record stores around shocks me.
Mm-hmm.
But as I sit here and I look, I'm trying to figure out exactly what you brought in.
Yes.
I just don't...
My battery-operated portable record.
Yeah, I don't understand.
What the hell is that?
One, what
it's
would
a beautiful Crossley battery operated portable record player.
If quality, it really is kind of
now I won't be able to say this is a quality thing.
Because you want a technique, something great to play your record, correct?
Right, exactly.
But this, where would you use this contraption exactly? And we've been talking about this. What is it exactly?
This is, I know we don't have time. Well, I guess we'll
come back from the break,
yes.
And we'll let people hear it. But what is this? What do
this
you use
built
this
by
monstrosity
for? And it's a portable record player. It runs on batteries, and it can either have a line out for sound, but also, Mike, you'll love this. It has a low-powered FM transmitter. I could put it through a radio.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
What is it? I mean, who's it designed for? Audio nerds like you?
It's designed for idiots.
Well, if you want to hear it, we'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I haven't played Buddy in a while.
And these are records I listen to on vinyl. When my daddy brought him home from work.
Yep.
And we'd sit there in front of his big, huge speakers and listen to them together. And I remember the first time I heard this one, and I went nuts. Listen to this band right now! Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of our program is brought to you by Signs by Tomorrow in Manassas. If you're looking for an affordable and dramatic way to visually get your message to your customers, then look no further than Signs by Tomorrow of Manassas.
Because what you love, Mike, is drama.
No, what I like is the fact that Oscar writes in handwriting on top of my copy, because I always forget to put the header on it.
Yes.
And he does it for me. And that's another. It's the theme. My behind-the-scenes theme of today's show is... team.
Yes.
That's all I wanted
to say.
We're
the team that hates each other.
Signs by Tomorrow offers a tremendous variety of signs and graphic services that will get your business noticed. Custom signs, digital printing, custom graphics. They do it all at Signs by Tomorrow in Manassas. And they can also do indoor and outdoor signs. They can wrap your vehicle. They can do your trade show display. They can do your booth or event signs. All of your custom sign printing are covered. Call Kevin, 703-530-0070, or visit signsbytomorrow.com/Manassas. Experience people, state-of-the-art technology, cost-effective. Signs by Tomorrow of Manassas, your visual message specialist. And I can't stop looking at that contraption that Rob Spiewak brought.
Here, let me show it to the...
I got to finish, though, because we started this before. As you're showing it to everybody, is that in any way a device that is going, like a disc jockey could use at a club, where the audio quality would be decent enough through an
amp? Will be,
where he would...
It will be decent. It will not be, an audiophile will not say, that's terrific. Make no mistake, this is a novelty item.
Is it a toy, Rob? That's my question. Is it a toy?
It's a toy. But you know what? I like to bring a toy in for show and tell. I grabbed a stack of records today that I brought in.
45s,
here
baby.
We go.
So, Mike, if you want to choose one, we can actually drop the needle and play a record if you want.
You know what I love, Mike?
Yes.
The next time we take a road trip, Rob can bring this.
Yes.
And then we
can throw it out the window?
No.
Play it in the car.
We can put it right on the dashboard.
I think it's a great idea.
And there's
idea.
Nothing greater than driving down 95 and a record playing right on your dashboard.
Through the radio.
Yeah, why not?
And what is so cool about it, Oscar, is when I was talking earlier about software and hardware matching,
yes.
I think my favorite way to listen to a record is a 1963 era 45 on my 1963 jukebox, because that is an entire sound system built around that format of that time.
Yeah.
And that is hardware matching software. Now, I would say that if you wanted to listen to Kesha...
I'm not going to listen to a record produced by a murderer, Rob.
Okay. Well, then...
Spector?
Phil Spector, exactly.
Yes. That rat bastard.
Now, I will pick... Do I get to pick out the 45?
Of course. I just grabbed a stack, so I don't know exactly what's in
there. I'm fairly impressed. The technology... What they've done is basically taken what... And I used to put records on for my parents all the time. And
Did you ever play them as a disc jockey in college or anything?
I had them in college, but in college, to be fair, I was playing the Wu-Tang Clan, so it wasn't anything special.
Look at how nervous Rob is with me handling
it. No,
they're
not valuable, Mike.
Is that some putty on there?
Stop it!
You won't break one on your head.
No, they're unbreakable. They're 45s.
Oh, Boo.
Sorry, buddy.
So, no, I will say that they've taken what is probably the size, what usually would be the size of a desktop computer.
Okay.
And made it into kind of a laptop.
Oh, it's a good one, Mike. And by the way, these are all jukebox played. Here's its jukebox strip.
Mentioned this, that this recording is one of my favorite recordings of all time in rock and roll. And I really wonder how it's going to translate through this little contraption.
Rob, how much does it weigh?
It probably weighs 2 pounds, if that. So what I want to do is take off the... it actually has a small 45 RPM adapter, Mike. And we put this on, and let's see what happens.
They've made the iPod of record players.
That doesn't sound that good.
Give it a sec.
How about you put the volume up? There you go.
And keep in mind, you are playing. You're not for 40. You know what it needs.
Friday afternoon, 21 minutes after 11 o'clock. This is WYRE. For all of you that might be heading to the beaches this weekend, I've got a tip for you. It is going to be beautiful, so bring a friend. That's right. Your AccuWeather and Tide timetable are brought to you by your official Chesapeake Bay Yacht Club's Association station. This is WIRE. Here's your local forecast. This weekend, partly sunny with temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Can it get any better than that? Yes, it can. Here's your Saturday forecast. Temperatures are going to be in the lower 80s with sunny blue skies all day long. Get outside, enjoy your barbecue, enjoy your friends, have a fantastic time. And we'll be standing by with all your great music for the entire weekend right here on 81 WYRE, the Spirit of Annapolis.
Look at them yo-yos, that's the way you do it.
WYRE never said the Spirit of Annapolis, though.
But you know what? This is pretty wacky that this is a battery-operated record player going out to thousands of people on the internet.
Available on Amazon.
Of course it is.
And it's got a solid 4 stars. So all the record heads love it.
Yeah,
you mean this particular contraption?
That model right now, I'm looking at it.
Cool.
75, 73. You really got to love records.
This is very, very cool. I like this
$75, though?
Yeah, I think that's about right. Yeah. It comes with an AC adapter if you don't want to roll
up the batteries. Oh, my God, it comes with a power cord.
It comes with a power cord. He likes to spend his money. All right, this one is good.
Hi, everybody. Now, you know what? This sounds better. There we go. The Michael Barron Show. How you doing? I hope you're enjoying it. Jim Morrison at the door. You know that it
would be untrue. Yeah.
Good stuff. I like
that. Oscar, that, now that you're listening.
Yeah.
And this is a record from, I think, 1967? Do you hear a warmth here that you did not hear on the Dire Straits?
It's like somebody walking on old oak floors.
This is better suited to a vinyl pressing than that Dire Straits.
I can see that.
Take that off. Put that one on.
Tony.
Let's listen to this one. And
roll a blunt.
Check out this one.
I'm so happy. Oh, happy that lucky me.
Also great.
I just go my way, living
Mike,
every day.
Do you want to know how far away we are on each side of the spectrum, Rob and I?
Yes.
Yesterday around 1:30 a.m., mm-hmm. I just couldn't fall asleep, and so I watched Bloomberg West, which is all the tech news, right?
Okay.
It's Jewish tech news, isn't it?
Here's a little trinket that you might want to add to your collection.
Look at the stocks!
And within the next couple years, and we'll talk about this on Tech 401, there'll be actual flexible LED glass, OLED glass. So your phones will be rounded, and the screens will be rounded, and they'll be flexible. You'll be able to bend them. It's going to be pretty amazing.
You know, I got one guy that's getting crazy about vinyl, another guy that's getting excited about bending glass. And meanwhile, I'm over here just trying to find a decent bottle of wine. That's right, because that's what I care about, especially on the weekend. I certainly hope I can get myself a good bottle of Merlot. Pour it half full and drink the whole thing before 1 o'clock in the morning, everybody.
Oh,
that's one. I wish you brought more.
We can do more anytime. You know what we can do in a couple weeks? Let's have an all-vinyl day when all the music I play, going in and out of spots, I'll do records for
you. Oh, man, that is fantastic.
How many songs are on a 45?
Two, usually. There's an A and a B side.
Okay.
Sometimes there's something called an EP, which is extended play, where they use a very small groove and they can put 2 songs on each side.
How much does that record go for, you think?
This you could probably get on eBay for $3 or $4. Some of the records I brought here are probably worth $40 or $50 each.
Ooh. Wow. I like it. I think it's got a good sound to it. That's good stuff. I wish you brought in more. Play one more.
Okay.
You pick your last one out here.
Okay. I'm going to get that from my old bag mom. God bless her.
She's going to like that turntable?
She will freak out.
And you can. You can put it through any FM transmitter.
I probably shouldn't call
it
old
durable,
bag.
Rob?
I've not taking it to the beach or anything, but it got here okay. Right.
It's splash proof, Mike.
I put it in a Crown Royal bag.
Have you used it on your radio show?
I never have. I thought about bringing it to Iowa once, mm-hmm. but never did. This is a 1964 pressing of this, and you'll be surprised at how well this has hold. You'll hear some scratching, but boy, it sounds nice. Love this song.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you.
Can I see it?
No.
Well, you don't want me to
Mike,
see it?
What, the record or the record player?
The whole thing.
Mike, let me just add this. This is why Rob is Rob.
Right.
And this is why I love him and I hate him.
Right.
So I'm looking at the specs for this device. And again, on Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show page, right. Crosby Revolution Portable Turntable. It's not just a record player you can take on the road. It actually has a software suite for ripping and editing audio content.
Yeah, so it has a USB out, but I like the way I rip audio digitally better than this.
But regardless, the fact that people can take their records and make them into digital copies with this device is really the selling point. Not that it just plays records.
So you're saying he's a mallet head in
that? Yes!
I've got a better system for doing that.
Do you have any particular 45 that you don't care as much about as others?
Not today.
I mean, I kind of wanted to play with the. I wanted to scratch.
Oh yeah.
Wiki, 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 wiki.
I know
wiki,
that
wiki.
One. I don't.
You know, really, no, no good one. Can come of that.
Yeah.
I won't really scratch it.
Well, what will happen is you'll
just put another record on there that you don't care about.
Two turntables.
I'm not
and a
gonna.
Microphone.
I'm not gonna make a. I'm
You've
not
got a copy.
Anything. I'm not gonna do
dubs
anything.
You have.
I don't think I have. I can't do that. I can't do that.
What do you mean you can't do?
He's a hoarder.
You won't do.
He's a hoarder.
What if you had a $70 piece of plastic? Would you wreck it?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say I'm sorry,
You know
Matt.
Better than to ask me those questions.
Are you writing down instructions for me?
No, I'm writing down when I said that word.
Oh, so
that
you can
horrible,
that
horrible
word.
He's
word.
Upset.
All right.
Mike, Rob
All right,
is
tell you
upset.
What. I'll let you... this actually has...
Oh, this is hurting him so much.
You I want to play with it.
What a great Friday.
The B side is the same as the A, so just do that side.
What side?
The
look, he's flustered. Oh my God! You're touching his children.
This is not
in
great.
The bad way.
How come I can't hear it?
Oh, yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah.
We used to check, that's how we checked our styluses out.
It was good for them too.
Oh, you rub it with your thumb? What are you rubbing it with? I can't see.
Yeah.
It's under the console.
Ladies and gentlemen,
his balls.
This is Mike O'Mara's heart.
Oh. Looks like it needs some.
All right, here we go.
A transplant.
All right.
Does it push it down all the way. Push
all
it down
the way. All the way. It's wobbly.
There you go.
All right.
All right, here we go. You got to really talk it up, though.
All right. I want my MTV, and I want my piece of plastic that I'm going to play with all weekend long. A wonderful little plastic turntable that I can bring to parties, that I can bring on the road, that I can impress my friends. You're listening to crank that up a nice lap. You're listening to WYRE. How you doing, everybody? This is WNAV. We're having a little problem here. God damn it! What's happening with my studio? What's happening with my studio?
I bet you Dominique is liking this.
Oh no, here we go. You gotta do it quick, like this.
All right.
Oh, Rob, so sorry.
It's just like being back at Raffles 2, isn't it?
I never scratched at Raffles 2.
Not on purpose.
Hold on.
Faster, much faster. Oh, there we go.
What happens if I do this?
Oh, that's not good.
I'm sorry.
Put a dime on the...
It's killing him. Can I try it? Because I used to scratch.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
Do you want another record? No, we don't.
Use the same record, please.
All right, hold on.
He's freaking out.
He could get this for like 15 cents on eBay.
Yeah.
That's not, and it's not a classic. It's not like he's going to lose any money or anything like that.
Easy on the tone arm.
Oh, do you really?
God almighty.
We'll buy you another one, Rob.
I don't want another one.
What are you
now doing? What?
Why'd you put it at
the inner groove?
Well, I just want to make sure I didn't mess it up.
All right, here we go.
You know what that is? That's hateful.
What? Hold on, I'm gonna catch a beat. Hold on.
Hey, we're really trending, aren't we?
Yeah.
You didn't put it down all the way either.
Oh, there
hey,
we
wait,
go.
Play that with it
wobbly.
Put it on again and play it wobbly and see what it sounds like.
Rob is dying right now.
I'm just curious. Play it wobbly.
Okay,
and see
we're gonna have to lift
the wobble.
You're gonna have to lift the tone arm.
Okay, hold on. All right.
Well, Jesus, you want to do it or not? If you're gonna wreck the record, do it right. Okay, now that's funny. Hold on a second, Pony. Let me get this. Hold on. This is funny.
On camera.
Yeah.
Right, there we go.
There we go. Yeah, that's probably not the best way to play a record.
Right.
And you might need
this is not the highest fidelity I've ever heard.
Now just put that down.
There you go.
All right, there we go. See, I think we made progress here.
I love it. All right, put your vinyl away.
All right.
Here. I want to talk about Facebook for a second.
Well, Rob,
it's where I exist. Now getting it right back into the 23rd century. I'm very excited, ladies and gentlemen.
So nervous.
Are you happy that you brought it in?
I have mixed feelings.
He has mixed feelings about it.
But you know what? I'll say this.
You got to talk into the mic, please.
After nearly 4 years, it's about time we played some vinyl on this show.
Okay, let's. Do you have more of those? Do you have any other turntables? Could you bring in records that we all had our own? We could go through your collection and we could all have our records that we played.
Yeah, I could.
And have a
record
playing day. This is not like going into turntable. That
no, this is
room.
Actual records, and that plays LPs as well.
Right.
So I mean, tell me what you want. I've got it.
I could actually.
We can use the one and we can pass it around.
Sure. Can I buy records and bring them in?
Sure.
And yeah, I'll buy them. And I'll buy them secondhand from you.
That would be an event.
Tired of it.
That would be an event.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
We'll have turntable day and
throwback Thursdays.
Now let me ask you this
on the Michael Merrill show.
This particular turntable, is there? Could you wire another turntable into the board and we could play that? Or
I think
is that
we could.
The only one?
I think we could.
You would like a better one? No, no, no. We would need two just in case a party breaks out.
What we'd need.
And a microphone.
Yes, two turntables
right.
And a microphone is what we'd need.
Well, we have five microphones, so
I think
that's
we're
covered.
Set. I think
but we just
set.
Need another. We really, ideally, we would all have our own turntable.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Through
I
the
love
Amazon
that.
Page. Three cross. And we'll need batteries. lots and lots of batteries.
But we're not buying one of the, you know, three of those for one show. We're not going to
no.
do that.
No, well, we could buy it and return it.
Yeah.
Dear Amazon, I find this very dissatisfactory.
Carrie Spiewak.
Bingo. That's a wonderful
oh,
idea.
Oh, God, I've lived it for so long. It's sinking in.
Rob, you make it happen, and we'll do the show when you're ready to do it.
Nice.
So you make that happen. It'll
I'll
be
bring
fantastic.
In lots of Mexican records.
Santana. I wanted to talk about Facebook. Facebook. I have recently been not paying attention to the daily attrition of friends. And, you know, Rob unfriends about 30 people a day.
I do.
I do not. But occasionally I look at it and I will get the message like somebody actually sent this to Rob earlier this week. He sent a very nice comment about the show. And then at the very end, he said, tell Mike to friend me. I asked for a friendship 3 years ago.
Yeah. Some of them date back to our race.
And I immediately friended the guy on Facebook. And my question to both of you is, I have, what, about 100 slots left right now?
You had more than people. That. I think it was like 120. Weren't you see. At like 4870?
Something like 4870.
So he's got like 130 slots.
I've got slots
nice.
Open. What is? And I want to do it fairly. And it says unable to connect to the internet. Pony, why does it say unable to connect to the internet?
Is it because the record player has ruined all technology?
Oh, my God. Sure. I'm on the internet just fine, Mike. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm not sure.
I'm flying. Doing. Would you like me to look at your page?
Wow.
I could do that.
Maybe he's on airplane mode.
I got it, Pony. I'm all set. I got back.
I hate airplane mode. You forget.
You do. And then
yeah, especially like, when you're not on an airplane.
No one's emailing me.
I have 4,876 friends.
Okay, so you have 124 slots.
I have 124 slots left. And my question is, what is the most fair and efficient way of filling this? Rob, I'm not going to charge.
You mustn't charge.
I am not going to charge. How, and I want to do this in such a way where I'm not deluged.
Deluged
right? With people, but I do want to make sure that
Ow.
People, like,
Sorry.
I think what
they
I'd
should
like to
work.
Do,
they should work for it.
They should work
yeah.
for it? What do you mean?
What I would do is I would steal a picture from our site, like even our logo, right?
Okay.
And I would make that your profile picture and then send a message to Mike that just says hi. And he knows that you're in the fold and you've been listening to the show.
Better than that, though. If it's just everyone copying the same picture, that's no good. But what about the big picture? What's it called? Not your profile picture.
The header.
If your
the cover
header,
page.
Yeah.
Make an original header, even if it's just something handwritten.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to stay up there. Then you send a friend request to Mike. And if Mike likes your header, you're in, baby.
That's a lot of work.
I'm confused.
No, don't be
if
confused.
If Mike doesn't know what you just said.
So the cover, they send a cover page suggestion to me.
I like his idea.
They send you a message that say, hey, I'd like to be your friend. And then you click through to their page, and they have to have something on their header. The big thing.
Now I get it.
Okay, you with me?
Yes.
But it has to be something that tickles you.
Okay.
Because it can't just be copy and pasting our logo. While that's good, there should be more.
Yeah, you want them to dance for it.
Yeah, dance.
So if you have an amusing cover page.
Or something that is very effective in promoting this industry.
Okay, so this particular show.
That's right.
So if it's something show related, or it is something that I find just hysterical, what if it's both? You go to the top of the class, send me a friend request.
But it's got to be your header.
And now this is on my page, my timeline. I don't want this as a personal message.
Oh, well, that's...
Oh.
Do I want it as a personal message?
You do.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you know what? You can delete them wickedly fast.
All right. Send me a personal message. I will check out your cover page. If I like your cover page, you're in.
And hold on.
First 120 some odd people.
I'm going to add one caveat to that, is that it's got to be your header and your picture, because... The picture is what everyone sees when you post.
Yes.
So you want to really double dip. Both your header and your profile picture have to be something to promote this show, and you have to like it.
And the first 100 or so people that are in, and I'll do
in
it this weekend.
Flynn.
And they'll be your intern.
I will do that. I promise you that will be done by the end of the weekend. If you're listening to my voice right now and you want to do that, please send me a private message. And when you do that, change your cover and your header, and I will do that. It should take
Very
you
cool.
5 minutes. And the first
Big
people,
win.
And
Big
I'm
win.
Really, the first people in are going to be the first people in.
You're going to be filling real estate like the town of Manassas.
Send him some sexy pics.
Hey, do you have an entertainment page this week?
I do.
Hey, it's back.
Yay. Big win.
We'll do that next on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Amazon page. We talk about it all the time, how wonderful it is. Rob was giving you that massive list of back-to-school supplies that he is going to get on Amazon. Why go into a big box store, spend an entire afternoon shopping for back-to-school supplies when you can simply click and point and go to Amazon and get what you need? Amazon, today and every day, save money and, more importantly, support our show by clicking the Amazon link at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We get credit every time you use it.
You know what else Amazon has?
What's that?
A vinyl store.
Really?
If you want to buy records, go through Amazon and go through our website. It's the best way to do it.
Amazon, that's the best way to support our show. Click the MikeO'MaraShow.com Amazon link, and it's that easy. Then bookmark it and use it every time you use Amazon after that. Without further ado, let's get right to it, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Oscar Santana on his entertainment page.
Thank you, Mike.
That's loud.
Fellas.
Oh.
You love Michael Jackson?
I do.
Not so much?
I mean, he's dead.
You know, well, no, you're probably torn, though, because of his checkered past.
But I do like the music.
No one can argue with the music. And when I watched, the making of This Is It?
It's just called This Is It.
This Is It, whatever it is. I really felt sad for the guy, because like Elvis Presley and so many iconic stars, he was screwed up. I don't know whether he was a pedophile since he was in his teens, or whether he was created.
Somebody had done something.
He had a totally effed up childhood.
But isn't it
crazy?
Who knows
what made him into the monster that he was?
Isn't it crazy and almost surreal? I tend to forget this unless I remind myself. Elvis is his father-in-law.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's very, very weird.
Odd.
Very, very, very weird. With Lisa Marie just very strange.
The weirdness doesn't stop. You remember Debbie Rowe, the mother of his children?
Yeah, right. Blanket's mom.
So
the alleged mother of his children. I mean, the fact is, I mean, are those really his kids? When you look at those children, do you really think he was the father?
I don't see it.
Or do you think it was that dentist that was the father?
Maybe.
The dentist. You know,
really. The dentist. Whoever.
Jerry Helper, right?
Whoever that
AEG Live was responsible for the big comeback tour, Michael Jackson's 50th anniversary.
Oh, and they lost a mint because he was never able to come through.
Yes, though it's you know what's strange in this litigious society is that when someone passes, that's not the end of it. Someone has to be responsible for it.
Well, especially when there's the estate.
Yeah, so
they can take it on.
The Jackson estate, who's made more money in Michael's death than they ever did when he was alive.
As Elvis did.
That's the Elvis template.
Mm-hmm. They are suing AEG Live for millions and millions of dollars, in the tens of millions, $50 million if I'm not mistaken. And Debbie Rowe will testify in Michael Jackson's wrongful death case. And she's actually going to talk about, and she's doing it against AEG, saying that everybody kind of knew that Jackson had this horrific drug kind of problem,
right,
where he would doctor shop to find the right doctors that could give him what he needed.
Do you think, I certainly don't, that they have a leg to stand on? I don't think they have a chance. This is
everybody's at fault here.
But it comes down to personal responsibility. It comes down to the guy himself.
Yeah.
It's just like saying, hey, you were around and you knew he was doing this. Well, you're not going to ruffle the boat of the star. That's
the
way it's going to work.
And he's at fault. The AEG's at fault. The family's at fault. Debbie Rose at fault because nobody did anything. They can all sue each other all day,
right. Yeah.
But no one's going to be, I think, found at fault.
Well, she's got firsthand knowledge because she says multiple times she had gone to Dr. Klein's office with Michael in the past. That's one of the doctors that was on
Hello, Michael.
On the payroll. And she said,
how are you feeling?
She walked out of the office when they're in the waiting room, and Michael looked completely out of it. And I quote, she says, she ran into the doctor's office and said, what the F did you give him? And they're all figuring out he's going to die one day. So people knew they had a problem. They're kind of Liberace-esque.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Right?
Or any of these megastars where they know what the situation is and they look the other way. I think there's, you know, as has been proven with that other doctor who did time for it.
Right.
The doctors
Conrad
can be,
Murray.
There's culpability with the doctors, but as far as suing corporations,
no,
I don't know about that.
No, and you know what? If you go back to the Elvis thing, and it's been documented in books that people have written, they say, oh, we tried, but they didn't because they don't want the gravy train to end.
Right.
If they get kicked out of the business, then they're not making money anymore. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the bright lights and how harsh it can be, Amanda Bynes, are you familiar with her?
She's a mess.
She is, you know, I don't want to make any kind of light statements about that Spanish train wreck, but who's a bigger train wreck, the one in Spain or Amanda Bynes?
Well, it's certainly tragic, and if you don't know who she is, do a quick search. Her IMDb is mostly movies when we were kids, and your kids probably watched a lot of them.
She did The Amanda Show.
Yeah, she did. Though, outside of that, what's hard about these actors, and I think most of these performers, when they transition from childhood into kind of like their mid-20s, mm-hmm. and that stardom goes away, because it's hard to transition, right?
And also, you know what? She was a cute kid that's not a very cute grown-up.
Yep,
that must
true.
Be hard for her.
Yeah. Amanda Bynes' parents have just recently gone into the process of obtaining a temporary conservatorship of their daughter's affairs, according to reports on Thursday. Court papers were filed, and Lynn and Rick Bynes on Thursday say TMZ, their hearing is set for Friday. Now, I always question this because this happened with Britney Spears.
And it worked
and it worked
Britney
out.
Spears,
it
right.
did.
But why does it take so long to do this?
Because these are kids. It involves money and power and all those things. And you've got middlemen and you have lawyers and agents. It takes a long time because all of those sons of bitches are in between the parents and the child when they get any kind of fame.
Do you have details about the driveway incident?
I do.
Good. Now, you're going to love this story.
Just quickly, the 1550 psychiatric hold. When you guys were growing up, did you ever have friends that you had heard got into this?
No.
It's a 5150,
right? 5150.
That's how Van Halen named their album.
5150
is an involuntary psychiatric hold.
Ooh, okay. And that's what parents do to like to keep their kids in check.
Because she's got a bunch of DUIs in the past, and she threw the alleged bong outside of a New York City window. Mm-hmm. And the driveway case, if you don't mind, because I didn't print out here, I had.
Yeah.
She threw a bong outside the window of New York City?
She was in New York City
in
her condo, yeah.
Okay, all right.
She was found, I think, earlier this week in the driveway of a lady that she does not know, pouring gasoline and setting fire. And she actually set fire to her own leg.
The pictures are here.
Oh, my God.
That's like a burn mark, basically.
She's a mess.
Yeah.
She's
oh
a mess.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow, that's scary.
Certainly wealthy, though.
Yeah, but keep her in, you know, in an institution.
And
for
away
a while.
From gasoline.
Amen.
God.
From one end of the spectrum to the other, James Gandolfini. You know he's done a lot of work out there.
You're a big fan because you feature him on the Entertainment
Report. Yeah, absolutely.
A lot.
Well, I mean, clearly just 3 weeks ago he passed. But he's got a pilot that he put out for HBO. It's called Criminal Justice.
Mm-hmm.
And HBO says it'll probably never make air.
Mm-hmm.
Because
really?
Because they want to respect the fact that it was a pilot, and if it doesn't go to a series, why would they air it?
That's true, and you know what they say about pilots? They're usually pretty crappy.
That's true.
I mean, that's the way it works. The pilots are usually not as good as the series
but
itself.
But the pilot for The Sopranos
was
phenomenal.
Was killer.
True.
Yeah.
Right?
So this may never see the light of air.
Would you pay to see it, though?
100%.
Right?
Absolutely.
It's got to be on IG.
You know what I think? I think that out of respect, they should show it. If it's one of his final projects.
The password is morbid curiosity.
Fight Club. A big fan or not?
Love it.
Yeah. The 1996 movie.
Hold it. I thought we weren't supposed to talk about it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. You'll be happy that the graphic book and the author will write a sequel for this book that will become a movie. The movie rights have already been bought.
Was it a graphic
Club
novel? It was a comic book.
No, it wasn't. I'm sorry, a graphic book, but most of the people call it a novel. Graphic
okay.
novel is the way they're talking
right.
about it here. The author, Chuck Palahniuk, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, you can rejoice. He's writing his second book, Fight Club 2.
Okay.
Now, for the Fight Club fans in the past, they'll have new characters, but Tyler Durden and somehow prominently featured regardless.
So Fight Club, yeah. Let me make sure I've got it right, because you know, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it 16 years ago.
1996.
It was, Fight Club was, you know, one of the characters was completely a figment of the other character's imagination.
Yeah. Exactly.
Correct? That's the way that works.
Yeah, Ed Norton and Brad Pitt, right?
And which was the real one? Was Brad Pitt the fictitious
Brad
character?
Brad Pitt was a fictitious character.
Okay,
because he was too good to be true.
So, too good looking.
So potentially, he could come back right. if the film is made.
Brad Pitt could?
Yeah.
All right.
No word yet.
I don't know. That, you know, that could be an interesting... But it seems to me Brad Pitt doesn't have to trade on his previous successes.
No, but you know what? He likes to, because he did the Ocean's 11 series, and that was horrible.
I call that the clinger factor. I don't think it's going to happen.
A lot of babies this past week.
Yay.
Jimmy Fallon introduces Winnie Rose to the world.
Winnie?
Rose.
Yeah. Okay, Jimmy. Great. Way to give your kid a cartoon name.
You don't like the name?
Winnie?
Yeah.
Winnie?
It could be Win. It's better than North. It's much better than North.
Hello, Winnie. Winnie Fallon.
You know, Winnie is also from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
That's true. Hello, Winnie. Egg salad, darling. Point of order, Pee-wee, Big Top Pee-wee.
Big Top Pee-wee.
That's right. I'm sorry, Mike. Let's keep the details straight.
Speaking of show business.
This is no laughing matter.
Right.
Mike, how many days did you take off of the show when Carla went into labor?
That would be Friday. One.
Just as many as Jimmy Fallon.
Really?
Took one day off. Wow.
Another startling similarity between Mike O'Mara.
We're practically twins.
James Fallon.
He took 24 hours off, and when he came back, you could tell he was a little... You actually looked better than he did. Because the guy didn't look right, but a lot of people... He was very, very punchy from reports.
Well, it's the commute. He had to drive through the streets of Manhattan, I'm sure, but that's
all right,
it.
One more quick one.
Okay.
Let's go with Wolverine, coming out today, hitting theaters today.
Wait, I got a sound effect for Wolverine. I know it's...
Blaze.
Where is it?
Okay. Oh, no!
Give me a break.
Out of all the movies...
I was hunting Wolverines. God.
People are saying this is the best action superhero movie out there.
I can't. You know, there's no real reason for it other than just me being a sour son of a bitch.
And you know what?
I don't like Hugh Jackman.
You know what?
Hugh Jackman bores the hell out. He's so dull.
He should be likable. Right. He really should be.
Yeah, but he's just so boring.
He brings nothing.
No, he's just there. He's just there. Yes, he's an incredible talent. Yes, he's a song and dance man who's really, really nice. And he's just such a good guy, but he's just there.
Yeah, you're right.
I swear to God, that's the way I think about it. Well, there's no edge to Hugh Jackman.
Well, take that away. And just suspend
your belief.
How can
you take away nothing?
But he's got an incredible body.
Well, that's what you're mad about.
No, it is not.
He's mad about him being a song and dance man.
Then why would I like any of the actors I like that are like Russell Crowe in Gladiator or Brad Pitt?
I'll take that back. My advice for you, stop digging.
Wolverine.
Why would I like Brad Pitt?
The Wolverine hit theaters today is the best, and Rotten Tomatoes and critics alike say that this is the best action superhero movie of the summer. So if you're going to see any of them,
better than
Superman.
To get me out of the house, it's got to be of all time. Of the summer.
No.
Of the summer.
There's been many comic book movies this summer.
I know.
Yeah, I tell you what, stay home. Don't waste your time with Despicable Me 2.
Pacific Rim, that's out there too, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
They did a good job.
Did you like it?
People love it. For some reason, maybe I was in a mood.
Okay.
I didn't like it. All right.
Congratulations. You did the entertainment report this week.
Hey, you know what? Let's do another one next week.
Will you do it next week?
Absolutely.
Are we going to have to remind you next week?
No.
Okay, very good.
Yes.
Yes.
Are you going to take that printer and take it home?
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you.
We'll take a break.
And take it with you.
Come back with the audio ball for the Mike O'Barra Show right here. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program brought to you by RC Kitchens. Your kitchen may be the most important room in your home. Now you can have hand-built, all-wood, top-quality cabinets for about the same price as the mass-produced brands. Contact Rory Callahan.
You love Brad Pitt.
It's Friday. At RC Kitchens, get the Mercedes quality at, I was going to say Kia prices, but Kias are expensive
now. How about Subaru prices?
At Pony Boy prices.
Perfect.
Estimates from RC Kitchens are guaranteed accurate, and the timetable is always honest and realistic. And Rory Callahan is the RC in RC Kitchens, and he's a good guy. If you live outside the D.C. area, they can still help you. Do what more and more TMOS listeners are doing. Contact Rory Callahan and his crew today, 301 301- 537-3515 or at rckitchens.com, and we thank them in advance. Time to open up the audio vault for Friday, July 26, 2013, the 1 week birthday of Michael William O'Mara.
Happy birthday, young man. Come on, get happy.
Hello, world.
You love the Partridge Family, do you not?
Yeah.
Nervous mother at wheel. We talked about Shirley Jones earlier this week with Jack Cassidy.
How about a threesome, darling?
And you know, perhaps we got the impression that she was less sexual than Jack Cassidy because she didn't like the threesome.
Yeah.
Right. And she seemed wholesome with her her on-screen image.
She put the hole in wholesome, Mike. Because I was watching what you do every day. I watched the Katie show.
Right.
The Katie Couric program.
Yeah.
And she had Shirley Jones on, and she asked a question that I found rather surprising.
Okay.
She said, Shirley Jones, how do you stay young?
Just heard an audible gasp fill the room when I mentioned that you're about to turn 80, because honestly, you do look wonderful.
Oh, thank you. You really are remarkable.
Thank you.
She does look good. She does look good.
And I'm not sure if everyone's prepared for this answer, but Shirley, what's your secret?
Masturbation.
Wow.
Okay. I know, I'm a little freaked out, too. I was a little freaked out when I read this. Why do you think that's sort of one of the most important things about staying young?
Sex keeps you young, you know, no matter what. I mean, I think it keeps your body young, and the feelings of it keep you young. I mean, I really think that, I'm not saying it keeps you young, but it makes you feel good when you're doing it.
You have had quite an extraordinary life.
Wow. Talk about Kundalini.
Yeah, precisely.
Way to go, Shirley.
I like her.
I knew it. You know what? She can get away with it, believe it or not. Not many women could at that age.
Question, Mike.
Yeah.
What sports team gives the best fan experience of any sports team?
I will say that, and it's happening this weekend, Camden Yards up in Baltimore.
Yes.
This is the worst one right here.
Yeah. I was asking ironically, you see.
Yeah, because they're horrible.
They, right now, they've done what they... is really so stupid. They've moved training camp as far away from their home base as possible. They're now training in Richmond.
Is this the upset lady?
Yes.
Okay, do you buy it?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Yeah.
Because you know why?
Because we don't have the audio. We don't have the video.
Because you know why? Because I hate the team that much. I want it to be
and
true.
And people are stupid.
Did you see it?
Yes.
Is this lady really
She's
this
in her car.
The only thing she's talking about, she keeps saying, autograph. A autograph. So she seems maybe like she's a little challenged.
Look, we're lucky that people that are listening right now know what a digital file is and know what it really how to find 102.9 WTNT.
Right.
They really work for it, right?
Yeah.
People that go to a training camp, they can just drive into the lot and walk right
on. And you know what?
Field.
And she's got time to take an entire day.
Mind if I set it up for you?
No, I wish you would.
This is a lady who is very disappointed because apparently the area of training camp, the field where she stood, was not visited by the players. Now, apparently other areas of the field were visited by the players, and the people that were there got autographs.
Yeah.
This young lady
same field.
Did not. Same field. You know, never is the question answered, could she have moved? And
she seems fit.
She's very disappointed in her Redskins, and if this is legit, this young lady has issues. She's very upset with the Washington Redskins. Let's give it a listen.
I just spent all day at the Redskins training camp for nothing. I've been there since 6:30 this morning. It's like 12 o'clock, and all I wanted was an autograph. I couldn't even get that. No players even came to where I was standing. I'm so disappointed in the Redskins right now. I've been a fan my whole life.
Yes.
I didn't even care what player autograph I got. I just wanted one.
She's a grown woman.
I'm so heartbroken right now. Mm-hmm. I just wanted one. It's not fair.
It's not fair.
May I be the first one to say this is a hoax?
You think it is?
I think this is a phenomenal actress.
Do you think the Redskins perpetrated this hoax?
No.
She said the whole day, 6 to noon.
She's just sitting there, and it's
That's
very
not the whole day.
But it's very, very well orchestrated. We'll have to see. It may be a hoax that we never hear about.
It'll
we'll see. But if it is a hoax, I will take my kudos.
And if you won't, and if it isn't,
it'll never come up.
There you go.
I do know this, Mike.
Win for me.
We've spent many, many fabulous broadcasts at training camp, and we've never had a bad time there.
Oh, God. It was the worst.
Let's go to another fan from training camp who had a better experience there.
I have never in my life felt as happy as this. Now, this is an unmitigated, incontrovertible, uncompromising feeling of ecstasy. There's nothing that I've ever experienced to touch this. And the only time that I'll have the equal of this will be next year when we win the Super Bowl for the second time in a row.
You see, that's a different fan experience
that
right there.
That was an owner, baby. That was a great owner. And call Steve Buckhands. Tell him we'll be doing Jack Kent Cook next week.
Oh, good.
Should be fun.
Can't wait. And let us close with, you know what I love? I love that Conan O'Brien is generous with the laughs. Sometimes he lets Andy have the punchline.
Okay.
I like this.
I want Andy to do the punchline for this one. Yeah, yeah. Okay. There's a new brand of cereal designed to increase sexual stamina. What's the name of the cereal?
Honey Nut Cheery. Oh.
Old school.
That's so great. And that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Enjoy the weekend, everybody. Thanks so much for supporting the show. And a happy one-week birthday, Michael William O'Mara. And for all of you that took time this week to say nice things about my son, God bless you. And mom and baby are doing beautifully well. Thank you. We'll be back on Monday with another brand new show. And thanks for your support. Take care. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Now that the show is over, don't forget to sign up for your free trial of Hulu Plus. Start watching your favorite hit shows right now. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the Hulu Plus banner for your extended free trial. Or go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Again, click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeOMaraShow.com or go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.